smellow, mellow, or their cheeks were sallow. Such peculiar fellows indeed. Ritardo da Pinci lived in Finchley with a plasterer called Lucille de Vive. She was born with large ears of sizable years. Impossible to fit her head into hats, for her head was half flat or covered in fat. Melting in the sun that would run and run and run, not much fun. Flirting with the senses, but mostly with the lights turned on, off. Lazing in a glass vitrine, bathed in honey-baked cream. And I wonder what it's like to ride a zebra. I wonder. So, mind your step and place your bets, then wait for the rain, so bring an umbrella. The hat was black, sat inside a cat. No more rats, big fat rats. A yellow-stained finger, trained by a singer in a chorus line of yesterday's sinners. The talking mouth of lips face south. Don't bark at the moon, said a dog with a frown. Never quite certain if the world's up or down, as the dancing feet dance in the street, knocking on doors that belong to a clown. She looks to the sky with her one red eye, winking to a sailor as he floats on by. Flags half-mast, as the working class deliver their sermon in ambition and dreams. Can you see the tide go out? Can you see the sunshine? Can you feel the wind race by? Can you see what's on my mind? Lucille de Vive, oh, can you see? Oh, Lucille de Vive.